This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday he was very close to presenting a final proposal for a deal to release hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
What makes you think that this deal will be successful in a way that the other deals were not?
Hope springs eternal.
Biden was speaking to reporters at the White House after Israeli forces over the weekend recovered the bodies of six hostages. The latest hostage death sparked more criticism of the Biden administration's Gaza ceasefire strategy in the midst of a U.S. presidential campaign, and it ratcheted up pressure on Netanyahu from Israelis to bring the remaining hostages home. Asked whether he thought Netanyahu was doing enough to secure a hostage deal, Biden said no. In an effort to prevent a widespread outbreak of the disease, vaccinations against polio began in Gaza on Sunday. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Palestinian health authorities and UN agencies on Sunday began a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the territory that's been ravaged by war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the strip. At a medical clinic in Deir el Balah, central Gaza, Wafa Orbed, a mother of three children who received the vaccine, says she's thankful for the vaccinations. This is one of a series of diseases that spread during the war, she said, and this disease is frightening. From the moment we heard about it, we were afraid. The campaign aims to reach about 640,000 children there. Israel's agreed to limited pauses in fighting to facilitate the campaign, according to the WHO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more top stories, log on to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The Alternative for Germany, the AfD, was on track to become the first far-right-wing party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II. Giving it unprecedented power, even as other parties aim to exclude it from office. Angela Johnston of Reuters reports.
The party was set to win 33.2% of the vote in the state of Thuringia, according to projections from broadcaster ZDF, which could potentially allow the AfD to block decisions requiring a two-thirds majority, such as the appointment of judges. Celebrations were not open to the media, but were broadcast on the party's YouTube channel. I think the mood is very clear. People want change, said Björn Höcke, who leads the AfD in the state. He's the party's most extreme and controversial figure.
Angela Johnston of Reuters reporting for us today. Ugandan police have arrested three half-naked protesters in Kampala on Monday as they marched against corruption. The women belong to an organization known as the Uganda Freedom Activists, and they're linked to the youth-led anti-government demonstrations earlier this year. Graft is a major issue in Uganda, with several major scandals involving public officials, and the country is ranked lowly, 141 out of 180 countries on the Transparency International Corruption Index. Earlier this year, the U.S. and Britain imposed sanctions on several Ugandan officials, including parliamentary members, over alleged corruption. Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev's party has won snap parliamentary elections, the poll commission said Monday. However, the opposition denounced widespread violations. Only one opposition candidate from the Republican Alternative Party made it to parliament. None of the elections held in Azerbaijan under Aliyev's two-decade rule have been recognized as free and fair by international observers. The opposition Musavat Party said there were mass violations, including multiple votes. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the rights watchdog group, criticized the vote, saying it had fallen well short of democratic standards. The 87-year-old Pope Francis embarked on Monday on a 12-day tour of Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. The papal plane has left Rome and is set to land at around 04:30 GMT on Tuesday in Jakarta. It'll kick off the longest and farthest voyage of his papacy, challenging his increasingly fragile health. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.